Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyway, right, hello everyone.
Hello. Hi.
We're saying hello. We've been bloody faffing about for 20 minutes.
I know, sorry about that.
Blimey, she appeared in front of St James's Park to start with, and there's another new phone.
Sorry.
I know, it's honestly, I'm convinced she's got burner phones. I think she uses it for this, and then she takes the SIM card out and destroys it, and then burns the phone, and then moves on to the next one.
Is she the Newcastle connection? Is she Mrs. Big?
Look at her face now.
That's just my face. Just for the record, I'm not dodgy. This is my first new phone in ages. I'm buzzing.
Anyway, I've been waiting all week for this. Steph, the challenge was laid down last week.
Yeah. Before the challenge, though, you remember last week there was a certain discussion about my partner's interest in the barbecue. And Jeff alluded to the fact that maybe she has some type of creepy interest with inanimate objects, shall we say? And then I said...
No. Just to be absolutely correct, because this did flare up a little in the national press. I went back and checked the recording, and it's there on the record. You mentioned it first. You started it. I piled on, I must admit, but you were the first to suggest that she's got a thing for inanimate objects.
Yeah, well, Your do Honor. You know what? It has caused a fair amount of chaos, because do you remember I said, I wonder what the Daily Express headline will be?
You did.
Mm-hmm. They haven't just got one article out of this. They've got two. So the first one, Steph McGovern makes honest admission in rare chat about partner. Quote, I feel left out.
You said that. That's fair. That's... Nothing wrong with that. That's good journalism.
Next one. Steph McGovern speaks out on partner in rare moment. Quote, my missus has been labelled a freak.
I never read that one.
You called her a freak. She's not been labelled.
I thought it was you.
Did
no,
she?
No, you called her a freak.
Oh, well, there we go. Maybe it's...
The problem, dear Brutus, is not in the Daily Express. It's in ourselves, Steph. All these allegations are straight from your mouth.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, no, I was in the doghouse, actually, for a bit. There you go. There's another headline. Steph McGovern admits she's in the doghouse.
And that her other half fancies said doghouse.
I am not commenting on that. I'm staying well clear here.
Anyway... Jeff, so last week...
I challenged you last week.
Yeah.
You said this week we're going to talk about cutlery and how interesting, funny, illuminating it was going to be. And I suggested that it was going to be quite boring, that cutlery is innately quite dull. And so that I challenged you to bring your stories, entertain me, inform me, illuminate.
Yeah.
All week, I swear to God, it's been like the ancient Bloody Mariner. I've stopped one in three and asked them if they've got any amusing stories about cutlery. Not one. Not a single, single one. Yeah, and when I've said we're doing an episode about a podcast about cutlery, they looked at me askance. Askance.
Yeah, but who? What does askance mean?
Jeff, you're just so... I'm so glad Steph didn't know what that word meant as well.
I was actually chatting to someone who listens to the podcast earlier. I said to them, Jazz and Jeff got amazing vocabulary. It's the one thing that makes me marginally fancy you.
What? Ironically, you've left me lost for words, Steph.
That's going to be the headline. I admit I fancy my co-star.
It's the beard, Jeff.
Which one?
Anyway, cutlery.
Anyway, yes. So I tweeted, random question of the day. Has anyone ever had a row about cutlery or utensils at work? If so, tell me what happened. So I would just like to point out, we had 61 replies to that.
And were they all no?
Admittedly.
Really?
Admittedly, some of them were like, have we help? Get a grip. Or come on, Steph, you are better than this.
I saw that one.
The thing is, I'm not better than this. This is my limit.
This is your thing. I love it.
But there were 50 stories from people, 50, Jeff, and that's just from one tweet.
Okay, my question is whether, my question is not whether there are a lot of stories about cutlery. My question is whether any of them are vaguely entertaining or interesting. Are you going to go straight in with your best one and then we'll just call it quits when it's rubbish?
We're going to end up recording again tomorrow, aren't we? In a whole new theme.
Claire, when did you drop from being on my side, you bitch?
I'm still on your side.
Oh, she's wavering. She's wavering.
Okay, I'm going to give you one of the emails. And in capital letters and underline and bolded, they've said, please keep me anonymous.
Please keep me anonymous?
Yeah, they do not want anyone to know. Some years ago, I worked for an organisation with a small team of 8 people. One morning, the boss called a meeting to discuss a very serious issue. We all sat around the table in trepidation, with no idea about what this issue could be. We'd only been in existence for about 18 months, and as far as we knew, everything was going well. The very serious issue turned out to be missing teaspoons from the staff kitchen. At first, we thought it was a wind-up, but no, the boss was deadly serious. With a grave expression, he turned to me and accused me of stealing them. We were all shocked, and I was horrified at the baseless accusation. One of my colleagues asked what evidence he had to make the accusation, and my boss delivered the killer words. It's always the person you least suspect. Everyone burst out laughing except for him. And in that one moment, our boss lost all authority and credibility. Behind his back, from then on, his nickname was Inspector Clueless. That's a brilliant cutlery story. Jeff?
I was gripped. Damn. What was the grave bit again?
With grave concern, he looked at him.
Oh, I like that. It was like Boxing Day when you're watching an Agatha Christie in the evening. I was utterly gripped. Oh,
with a very grave expression, he turned to me and accused me of stealing them.
I'd be gutted, me. Being accused of stealing the teaspoons from work, I'd be mortified.
I was with you all the way. And then it just tailed off at the end, though. I'm going to say it. It tailed off at the end.
Do you know what? No.
I thought there was going to be an investigation. I thought that it was going to turn out that she had stolen them all.
How do you know it's a she?
I thought you said it was a she.
No, I didn't say if it was a he or a she. That's you and your prejudice.
It is.
You sexist bastard.
Eee.
Why? Is that because it's a woman in the kitchen? You're thinking, oh, it's a woman in the kitchen. She'll be the one nicking the teaspoons.
No, I was thinking that women are thieves.
Oh.
They've stolen my heart too many times.
Oh, Jeff.
I'm going to be sick. Can I do another one?
Yeah, this is good.
Dear all, I hope you're well. I think the podcast is brill and it properly makes me laugh. Oh, yeah. Just doing my Steve Wright bit.
Get in.
Read the compliment first.
Have you just added that in?
Yeah.
Loving the show.
I don't work in an office anymore, but what I do miss from the environment is sitting in the kitchen at lunchtime, watching colleagues and usually directors of the business thrash the kitchen drawers and cupboards open while simultaneously. Third time lucky.
Well, at the same time.
Fuck off, Jeff.
I thought you said that you were shitting in the kitchen.
What?
I was like, this is great. But you didn't.
Sitting in the kitchen. God, you wouldn't think that I'm a flaming broadcaster, would you? Here we go. Take 3. thrashed the kitchen drawers and cupboards open while simultaneously muttering to themselves that all of the forks have gone missing again. Where are all the forks? No forks, FFS. As they eye up the prospect of trying to eat a pot noodle with a knife or tablespoon again. However, some colleagues would not give in to this prospect and would proceed to scan the canteen for a fork user and ask if they could borrow theirs with promise of washing it after use. I was quite happy to lend my fork from home to colleagues who I was good friends with, but I wasn't so keen to part with my fork if the only reason that colleague would speak to me that day was for my cutlery. As a result of the forks, teaspoons and mugs going missing regularly, the cutlery amnesty email was sent out, which stated the business had spent a lot of money on cutlery recently and that all business purchased cutlery had to be returned to the kitchen by 5 on Friday, ending with the threat of desk drawers being rummaged through if not returned.
Wowza, that's quite serious.
I would be interested to know if any other workplace kitchen has experienced this. Yes, they have, Jen.
Do you know what? It's not so much entertaining, it's just thoroughly depressing, isn't it?
Why?
Sad.
But that's what happens.
How sad are people's lives if this is what they can
yes,
care about?
Yes, but this is what happens.
It's
Jeff, no.
Fib under the sink
no.
And single bar on.
I know.
They are so
it's
grim.
Infuriating.
What bothers me is that the company is... They're going to do what? They're going to rummage through people's drawers to find the staff cutlery. How do they know it's staff cutlery? Is it embossed?
Yeah, they kind of go through people's drawers. That's just a bit intrusive. And they're not going to find anything because they're at home. Aren't they?
This is so true.
They've took them home. Yeah. They're in everyone's drawers. Like my bloody, that odd fork that just keeps appearing. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
But so useful for the times where I don't want to eat. Yeah.
And I've noticed we've got a rogue fork as well now. Ever since you said that,
there
I've noticed
go.
It. And I can't eat with it.
There you go.
Because I don't want a different fork to my partner. Because that feels uncomfortable, because you start with a different fork and where does it end?
With a doghouse.
with your partner's fascination with inanimate
house.
Objects. Listen, I have got 50 more stories to get through here. So, here we go.
Oh, Steph, we're not doing 50, are we?
Oh, piss off, man. This is what people care about.
No, I love the stories, but we can't do 50 on a podcast.
All right, I'll narrow it down, but I'm going to read you them all anyway, and then Jeff can
Claire's
choose which one to make it.
Claire's not interested. Claire doesn't care.
No, Jeff.
It's about cutlery.
No, Jeff.
Mark says.
This is the thing. I get it.
Mark says.
Not riveting, but you get it.
Right, children.
Go on, Mark.
Zip it. It's your own time you're wasting. Mark says, main problem is people not washing up and putting them back. But we found forks were going missing. We found out people were bending them into a shape to make coat hangers for their cycling gear and coats.
That's just taking the piss.
Yeah.
Nicking the forks.
Yeah.
Just go and buy yourself a rack.
Was it not down to the fact that they sacked Uri Geller that actually brought an end to this fork bending and nothing to do with the toothbrush?
Oh, the Uri Geller, I love that. That's a pretty old school reference though, isn't it? Do you remember him, Claire? The fellow who used to bend spoons?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, John said, I worked on a building site in Newbury years ago where a carpenter was so paranoid about sharing teaspoons that he went and bought the whole site their own spoon each, and he'd written our names on the spoon with a Sharpie.
Genius.
I like that. I like this man.
Yeah, genius. Oh, no, we've got a friend like that, and the lads always used to take the mick out of him, and when he was, you know, going for a pint or anything, he would never, ever, ever obviously share a glass. He would hate it if he used to cling onto his glasses in case he put it down, his pint, and somebody else accidentally picked up his pint. He would just go, that's it, I'm going to the bar, buy a new one.
But completely ahead of his time, you know.
I tell you, he'll be safe, won't he?
He's coming to his own, yeah.
Totally, absolutely. He's having a great time, yeah.
Also, the tweets are brilliant because there is a real cutlery problem in some sectors, particularly amongst the emergency services. There is a real cutlery problem. Lucy says, I worked in a police station for 13 years. Every time someone cooked food, there was a hunt for cutlery. I learned early to have my own in my locker.
She's in the right place.
Exactly.
She's in the right place working in a police officer. In a police station, though. They've got the CID team. They can all get on it.
There's no Inspector Clueless here.
She's in the right place.
Christopher says, somebody nicked the departmental spoon from the kitchen once. It caused an uproar of passive-aggressive emails. This is what I mean, Jeff. It causes a whole drama because some people share and then others don't, and it causes chaos.
You don't just share. You don't have one spoon per department. That's not okay.
One departmental spoon? What's that about?
Well, that's because...
I'm not okay with that.
Otherwise, if there's more than one, then they go missing. Right, here's another one for you. Zoe says...
No. Hang on. There's one departmental spoon.
Yeah, go back. Yeah. I don't like that. I'm not into that.
No, because if you have loads of spoons there, then they're bound to go missing, aren't they? Because no one will notice. But if there's only one...
What if two people want to eat the yoghurt at the same time? Chaos.
I'm not okay with that.
So then bring you in your own spoon.
Bring you in your own spoon.
Yeah.
I'm really struggling with this broadcasting shit. Anyway, more stories. Teaspoons disappear in NHS staff kitchens. It's like the Bermuda Triangle for teaspoons. People who have their own keep them under lock and key for the spoon's own safety.
For the spoon's own, well, they care. It's the NHS.
Yeah, you know, they must have copious cups of tea and coffee a day.
They're looking after the interests of the spoon. I like it.
And here's another one, emergency services. Don't ever ask cops this. There is some evil magic that happens in police stations where all the forks vanish.
People just can't be asked to go back and wash them. And then they just go in the lunchbox and go home.
Ask any cop in the country if they've ever eaten a kebab and chips with a spoon and watch the recognition spread over their face.
Oh, that's not enjoyable, is it?
And then someone else has replied to that again, going, yes, 100%. And the access to the divisional fork only for those with elite training. Next one. Agreed. I learned my lesson a long time ago and have my own set of cutlery in my lunch bag. I'm wondering whether there's a myriad of teaspoons out there holding ambulances together.
I've got stuff in my drawer at work.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you a cutlery thief?
I'm not a thief. I don't know if they were mine once upon a time or whether they've just become mine.
Yes, you do.
Well, that's it. It's the ownership is just transcends between whoever. It's like the fluidity of ownership, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoever picks it up then owns it.
Yeah.
It's the thin end of the bloody wedge. You'll soon have a stocking on your head nipping into the local branch of bloody HSBC.
No, I won't, Jeff. Although at the moment I could do with that because I'm just spending... Bloody left, right and centre. But anyway.
This is a good one. Do you remember when you used to get things with cereal? Like you collect the cereal boxes and then you'd get like, I don't know, Tony the Tiger.
Coupons.
Something like that. Yeah. So Martin says, about 4 years ago, I collected Kellogg's cereal boxes so I could get a personalised spoon. And when I came, it got nicked from work and I'm still furious.
Oh, no. Bless.
Thinking on it, I will say that here at home, as the person who cooks in the house more than anyone else, and there's a fair bit of baking goes on as well, it does rile me. We've got a number of wooden spoons, spatula type things, and some are clearly for savoury and some are clearly for baking, for sweet. And if you mix them up, you might as well not bother.
Oh, I mix them up
all the
time.
What's he on about, Claire?
I know. That he bakes more than his wife. I think that was a bit of a dig.
I wasn't having a dig. Don't. No. Don't be trying to get me into trouble.
Oh, because you think women should be in the kitchen, don't you, Jeff? Is that what it is?
I spent all my bloody time in the kitchen. Am I the kitchening or bloody kitchening? Cooking
Jim,
or
can
in
I
the
ask
garden?
A question?
Go on.
When you're baking, Jeff, do you wear a beard net?
A beard net? I do not wear a beard net. Are you suggesting? Are you making fun of my beard again?
Well, it's massive.
It is massive because my bloody kids won't let me shave it off. Honestly, I pressed the bloody beard trimmer the other day and the two of them were in like a shot going, no! It was like the scene in Dead Poets Society when the dad runs across, no! When the kid kills himself.
Oh, what? That's a different... That just went somewhere I didn't expect it to go.
They were so bloody outraged that the idea that I was going to shave my beard.
I think they're taking the piss out of you, Jeff.
I think they are, but that's fair enough. Yeah. But anyway, back to the spatulas. Honestly, if you've got a bloody wooden spoon that's been used for sweet baking stuff and then suddenly you start stirring your bloody eggs and your sugar with the wooden one for the curry or, you know, the Moroccan dish or whatever it might be, full of spices, and it bloody infuses the eggs and the sugar with the taste of bloody chilies, coriander, you name it, it's in there. And it's just bloody ruined. Chuck it in the bin.
Oh, dear.
Bloody cutlery. Bring it on.
Jeff's rant of the podcast. Also, you know what you've just done? You've just set Claire off. She's literally just sat there going, Moroccan,
spices, curry, bacon. Just on the wooden spoon thing, I've loved this wooden spoon. We've had it for so long. And I let the little one take it out last week to blum and bang a pan for the carers. And he was like, oh no, Mum, I've broke the spoon. He hit it so much that the spoon split. So I now need to order a blue
spoon.
Someone
creeping into the background. That freaked me out. It looked like you were being burgled.
That was so funny, bless.
Hi.
Hi.
Tilly, say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Tilly. You all right?
She totally creeped in. That was brilliant.
Like, honestly, I thought you were about to be kidnapped. I was expecting a bag over your head then for you to be dragged out the door.
Is that wishful thinking, Steph?
Yeah. Can I give you another tweet? Right. This is Emma. I had a visit from the police to say that there'd been a tip-off that there was a stash of knives in our building. I explained to the lovely guy that if he could find a single knife at lunchtime, he could run the place. Oh, how we laughed.
that's good, isn't it?
That's
brilliant.
That's a cracker joke.
I think it's just common amongst all workplaces. Wherever you're sharing a sink, there's going to be a cutlery drama. I can guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear something really funny? Well, it's not really funny. It's a bit annoying. It's a bit embarrassing. I'm always getting pulled up on it. But I haven't mentioned the topic of this conversation at all tonight because I can't actually say the word properly.
You can't say cutlery?
Nah. No.
Well, you've just talked yourself into us now spending the next 10 minutes getting you to say it.
I know, but this is the thing. I've been trying to prepare the whole time. And every time I've either went silent on it mid-talking or I've said utensil.
So try and say it now.
It's a northern thing, isn't it?
No. We're all three of us from the north of England. It's not a northern thing. Can you say cutlery?
Cutlery?
Mm. I'll say cutlery. Over to you, Claire. Mm. Well, that's wrong.
No, it's definitely not. Mm. Go on. Just try it.
Say it, Claire. Say it.
How do you say it?
Cutlery.
Cutlery.
Cutlery. Cutlery?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. What are you on about?
That's really
boring. I thought you were going to say it like cutlery or something.
I think I've been thinking about how you've been saying it, though, because before I started the podcast, I said to Al, how do you say that word again? And he went to tell us, and then he went, nah, I'm not going to tell you. He went, it'll be funnier if you even just try and attempt that word.
So we're not going to tell you now. See if you can remember. How do you say it?
I don't know. I'm going to have to... Cutlery? 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 Cutlery?
Yeah.
I just can't say it properly, can I?
You can. You've just said it. I struggle with the word rural.
Rural. We've had rural before.
And also the AA. I say AA. Like once I had a whole report to read about the rural driving and an AA report. I thought I wasn't going to be able to get my way through it.
What do you mean?
The AA. I can't say AA.
AA.
A. Like the Automobile Association.
A.
A. Well, that's not it. It's AA, isn't it?
The AA. Yeah, but why do you want to speak like that?
Exactly. That's my point.
This is riveting stuff, isn't it?
I know.
Josh Rogan or whatever he's called, he's going to be trembling in his boots at this, isn't he?
Hey, listen, next week we're going to talk about job interviews.
I'm so excited for this one.
Safe ground.
It's certainly going to pick up some more listeners than this episode, possibly.
Do you know what I was baking earlier, coming back to the baking? I was baking...
humble pie.
A large humble pie. Cutlery was quite entertaining after all. I lost.
Thank you.
Steph won. You play umpire, Claire. What do you think? Was it a good one?
Yeah, I mean, it's a boring subject, but I think there's enough to talk about because people get so annoyed by it, and that's what we're like, don't we?
When did we start reviewing our podcast, by the way?
Nobody else will.
And on that note, next week we're talking about job interviews.
Oh,
so
yes.
Send us in your stories, notbadforamonday@hotmail.com, or tweet them at Steph Breakfast, and we will, or Facebook us. We've got a Facebook page. And also, if you've got any ideas of how we get more listeners, let us know as well.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Tell anyone. Tell your friends.
Just play it again. Right. Time to go.
Cutlery.
Yes, Claire, you can say it. It is cutlery.
Our job here is done.
There you go, you see.
Yes.
I'm at your level now.
That was it. That was a subtle way to teach Claire how to say the word cutlery. Next week, we're going to try... what's the other word you can't say?
I can't remember.
Can you say rambunctious?
No.
You didn't even try, Claire.
Well, what does it mean?
I don't know. Rambunctious.
Rambunctious, just kind of overly lively and vibrant. Rambunctious.
Oh, I like that word.
Try and slip it into a chat with Al next time you talk to him. When you go to bed, say, I'm feeling really rambunctious.
Oh, Christ, I'm not saying that. He might think that's something else. And I'm already pregnant. No thanks.
All right.
On that note, everyone.
Goodbye.
Good night. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.